This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. What are you wearing today? We have a summer fun day around here today. We're going to do a little barbecue over the lunch hour, and everybody was encouraged to wear something like you would wear on a summer Saturday or something. Wasn't that it, Kevin?
Yep, just kind of cash.
What are you wearing?
It's a cash Thursday. I just got some cargo pants on and a t-shirt.
You do?
Casual. I was going to go shorts, but...
Shorts were even okay, but nobody's worn shorts so far.
I kind of forgot, but I'm always kind of cash.
Todd, are you in summer attire?
I'm probably wearing my parking lot prayer warrior shirt today because we've got that coming up just past 8 o'clock tonight.
Attaboy.
Another Thursday. How many in a row now?
This will be the 19th broadcast.
Best thing that's come out of the coronavirus right there. Those parking lot prayer warriors, I love it.
Amen.
I have a t-shirt on. My favorite Saturday attire would be hat, t-shirt, jeans, and, Sanuks from Myers Department Store in downtown Watford City. That'd be right there. That's what I'm wearing today.
Do you have your prescription goggles that Dr. Fauci thinks we need?
Prescription goggles?
I have extra if you need.
Yeah. Did I miss it?
Yeah. No, eye protection. Got to have... Fauci says eye protection.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the earplug mandate.
Yeah, you need better eye protection now. You need actual goggles now.
No, I didn't, and I won't, and I hadn't heard that, and I'm not surprised.
I just want to know where I can, because does anybody know where in North Dakota I can get prescription goggles? Because I'm guessing that's not quite in the pipeline just yet.
I have my red Choose Life t-shirt on from the Shanley Teams for Life. You got this in a march many moons ago. And it was red. It looked summery. And I like the little baby feet in the Choose. See, the O's aren't O's. They're the little baby feet. See that? Have you got that down?
Mm-hmm. Like it.
Yeah. So, I'm feeling very summery here today on the program and looking forward to visiting with you. We are brought to you by PetroServe USA. We're coming to you from the PetroServe USA studios today, so I get to tell you about what's for lunch. One of my favorite things to do. Meatball sub sound good? I thought it did. I-29, 12th Avenue exit in Fargo has the meatball sub at the PetroServe USA there. Meatloaf dinner? Now there you go. There's a North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota kind of meal right there, isn't it? Meatloaf dinner at the Harwood location, I-29 in Harwood. Exit 292 Valley City, I-94, is the place you'll find pulled pork or the French dip sandwich. Now, remember, all of these come with two sides and a bun. You're not going to leave there hungry. It's home cooking. It's grab-and-go convenience. Pulled pork sandwiches today in West Fargo, the West Main Avenue location. And every PetroServe USA location, Mandan, East, Bemidji, Wahpeton, Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks, Valley City, Castleton, up to Arthur, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth. All the locations. Bemidji. I mentioned Bemidji. Graft. PetroServe USA locations. You get the 4 for $4 deal, the single topping personal or breakfast pizza, two fresh baked cookies, and a 20-ounce drink, four items for $4. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you heard the earth move about an hour ago, but the President of the United States tweeted something out that has the media in free fall. Yeah, they are having a flip out, and the earth is moving. Exactly right. The market is down about 400 points, and I see most of the media, including Fox, is saying that Trump's tweet that we're about to share with you, that moved the earth, is what is hammering the Dow. I think that's kind of odd because they've spent most of the morning hyping the fact that according to them...
You found it. Sorry.
What did I find?
Nothing. The GDP. Somebody just walked in and I forgot I had my mic on. Sorry about
dropped
that.
Dropped 32%. Only it didn't.
No.
But they're saying it did. So don't you think that probably would have effect on the market more so than the election tweet? Here's what he said, and I want you to answer whether you agree or disagree. Give me your comments on this. Your best commentary on what answer you'd give to the President of the United States. Okay? Here it is. Lean in. Listen close. With universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It'll be a great embarrassment to the USA. And then he poses a question. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote? There you go. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote? Now, I don't believe a candidate has the ability to move the election. I don't know. This is constitutional.
No, it takes Congress.
Yeah,
Congress would have to do it,
and you know it would have to be within the confines of the Constitution. But he's asking a question here. You're not going to hear much of that in the reporting today. You're going to hear, Trump wants to delay the election! No, I think what Trump wants is a fair election. Do you? I do. Can we get one with mail-in voting? Do you know? I don't. Too many stories. So I think this is genius by Trump because what he's doing is saying, well, what do? Delay the election until we can properly, securely, and safely vote? That's not so crazy. Don't we want elections to be about people properly, securely, and safely voting? I do. But the genius in this is that by asking that question, guess what? He'll win the battle over mail-in voting not being the way we vote. He will force that. Nobody will want to delay it so they can fix it. And if you can stand in line for some Cloverdale summer sausage, you sure as heck can stand in line to vote safely and securely. I've heard talk in North Dakota of starting early voting earlier. Great, great idea. Because I'm voting at the polls. But again, spread out over time.
Remember what you used to have when you went to rent a video to prove you were you?
Credit card on file.
Need that kind of scrutiny when it comes to voting for some reason.
Driver's license, the whole thing. All right. So I want to know your answer to that question. Should the election be delayed until the people can properly, securely, and safely vote? Yes or no? It's the president's suggestion this morning. What do you think? Kelly Armstrong at the bottom of the hour. He had a busy week. Two epic hearings. One with the Attorney General and the other with the Tech Titans. And also next hour, we're going to chat with UND's Vice President for Finance and Operations and the COVID Response Coordinator. And Debbie Storr is the Interim Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs. So all that coming up on the program. Larry in Valley City, you're first on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, see, I was wondering, has anybody heard of any studies going on for hydroxychloroquine to see if it's effective or that? We've got all these studies going on, these new drugs that they're producing, and I just haven't heard anything, any results or any tests or that, and I think it might be just because nobody's going to make a big fat killing off these new drugs, you know?
Right, and you know, that's the reason there's opposition. There's no doubt about it. It's been around for 60
big
years.
Big Pharma can't get rich off of something that's existed for decades. So.
60 years, yeah. It doesn't. So there's opposition there for sure. Studies, I believe Sanford and I believe Essentia both did studies at some point. If I recall, Essentia stopped theirs because of the blowback from some national study about too many patients had some sort of a heart ailment from it. But what I don't understand on that, and it's a good question, we should dig into it again and find out what's being done. The drug has been used for malaria, the drug has been used for lupus and other things for 60 years. Okay. So if there are problems with the drug, I think we're going to know that, right? So again, the president's taking it, others are taking it. I just think that's something between the patient and the doctor. I don't know why we have to politicize which drug is okay and which drug isn't. I really don't. Ask your doctor. What does your doctor think? Get the best advice you can get and make your decision. Doesn't that make sense? Yes, no, Larry? What do you think?
Always.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But like I said, the powers to be won't make a ton of money off an existing drug, and I really truly believe that it helps. Funny how they shut all the news down about it. And
well, that tells you all you need to know. That tells you the reaction to this is unbelievable. You know, one of those doctors made the mistake of saying, hey, I consider it a cure. I've had 350 people come to my office, some with diabetes and other ailments, who think they have a death sentence, and I cure them using this. So they hate hearing that. Go to Kildare next.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Hi, Scott Hillen here. Are you frustrated with your financial advisor because you feel there's nobody there to take your call? Are they on summer hours? Is their entire office still closed because of COVID-19? Call the team at Collins & Kronk, where they keep normal business hours for your convenience, not theirs. At Collins & Kronk, located in Fargo, they're open and ready to meet with you. Call Collins & Kronk today, 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the program today. A couple of them, actually. And I have a dilly bar here next to me. Never never done the show while eating a dilly bar before, but I might. First of all, I just opened the package, so it needs to sit for a good 10 minutes anyway.
All right. Yeah, you don't want to break a tooth.
No, they're never that. They're rock solid. But don't you like it a little melted?
A little softer, yeah. Absolutely.
I do. That's kind of I feel like I'm wasting a ice cream treat if I eat it too frozen.
Someone said there was a shortage on those or something.
Jelly bars?
I mean, early on in the deal, Dairy Queen had a shortage of
what
them.
What the heck?
I don't
How
know.
How could you have a shortage of that?
Yeah. I know.
This is a butterscotch one here. I can hardly wait to dig into it. Question for you, and then we'll get to the calls and also to the big announcements. When was the last time your diesel vehicle was serviced? In other words, you just said, I'm going to get it serviced. Make sure everything's okay. Do a little preventative maintenance. If you can't remember, bring it to the experts at DAC Diesel because they do a variety of maintenance services for diesel vehicles. And our friend CJ there will tell you a lot of stories about people that have saved thousands and thousands of dollars by doing just that. But they're just ahead of a major failure. And, of course, when it happens is never the right time. And that's what they do with DAC Diesel. They're all about diesel. In Bismarck, but servicing vehicles from all over. Tractors, pickup trucks, semi-trucks, you name it, anything diesel. Trust them for long-lasting repair and maintenance services. DACDiesel.com or call 701-258-5011. Okay, announcement number one. Donald Trump Jr. and Governor Tim Walz are two guests that we will be entering outside of the confines of the radio program, which we do not prefer, but sometimes just schedules are a take-it-or-leave-it deal there, and you do it that time or you don't do it. So, we have questions. We'd welcome from you, our fine audience. This is a thread that started on Facebook, on my page, KFIRE's page, AM 1100 The Flag page. You'll find it. Leave your questions for either one. Donald Trump Jr., talk a little bit about the president's trip to Texas yesterday and talking about energy. And also Governor Tim Walz. Boy, oh boy, boy, I could talk to him for an hour and a half and not get all my questions in.
Oh.
But we'll do our best. And
I'm going to need a muzzle.
Speaking of energy, we have another big announcement here, but I'll save that for after our conversations with a listener in Kildare and a listener traveling Highway 14 today. Arthur in Kildare, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. I've got an update on the Ilhan versus Antone primary race in Minneapolis.
Very good. This is the Democratic primary, right?
That's correct. It's going to be held on the 11th, and there's still time to get your ballot if you're in Minneapolis, if you order it up until Friday. My spy in Minneapolis sent me some flyers that came out from the Antone for Congress camp, and they said that she's telling me that there's all kinds of yard signs out there for Antone. And I sent you, I don't know if you got it or not, I sent you a copy of some of the mailings that have arrived at her house. Did you get those?
No, I don't think I did. You emailed those or what?
I did. They're just kind of interesting. They're effective Antone for Congress flyers. And anyways, that's not really the point. Point is, this is the most expensive primary race in the history of Minnesota. I think it's $7 million bucks have been spent so far. I think they're now tied at the amount of money that each campus spent. Over 50,000 ballots or 500,000 ballots have been requested. So it's a knockdown, drag-out battle here. And so I wanted to tell you that the good people in North Dakota, we have got a really good shot at knocking Ilhan out of office. What a vile woman. Hates America. And the way I did it was I went to Antone for Congress, and I donated $50, and then just yesterday I went on there and I put an additional $10 on there. That's all I had, and I put it towards taking her down. She hates America and everything we grew up and stand for.
I'm glad you're letting us know about this. I don't hear much about it at all, and I'm glad to know that it's a real race there. Funny the national media hasn't picked it up, because that would be a huge defeat, no doubt about it. So whatever you can do to help. And this Anton is... Do I remember correctly that sort of a conservative Democrat?
I don't know. I think he's maybe just a hair to the right of Ilhan. I don't think he's any prettier, but it sure would be fun to have Lacey Johnson going up against Antone rather than a true shooting star for the Democratic Party, Ilhan.
Yeah, good point. And the Republican candidate is solid there. Great. Appreciate that, Arthur. Thanks a bunch. I hope folks join you in donating some of their good hard bucks to make that happen. Be gone, Ilhan Omar. Jamie, if I were an NDSU grad, I would donate money to her opponent just so this woman who continues to embarrass NDSU is off the stage. Be my take. Jamie, on Highway 14, what's on your mind?
Oh, first of all, that hydroxychloroquine, one of your callers asked why they weren't doing a study on it. And the Henry Ford Institute did do a study on it. It's online. You can look it up.
All right, good advice for them.
And as far as the safety of that drug, I can kind of attest to that myself. I've taken it three different times, a couple of times for a month and a half, and once for, oh, 2.5 months when I went overseas. I went down to Central America as a malaria preventive.
And no issues?
No issues. Other than a little bit of bad taste in your mouth for a while.
Why do you think there is this assault on this option as a therapy for coronavirus?
Same reason as any assault on anything else the president mentions.
So it's about him. Isn't that something?
That'd be my guess.
People can live as a result of this. And the media is more interested in mocking him for his support for this option for people than they are about somebody living. Tells me all I need to know about whether I would trust that entity ever again, right? Crazy.
Yep. And then crazy, you, crazy. Your last caller mentioned, I drive into Minneapolis and St. Paul quite a bit, and I get up and around the smaller towns around in there. And I've been doing this for the last 7-8 years, and I've never seen so many Trump Pence signs in that area or any Republican sign in that area in my life.
Beautiful.
But there are those there.
It gives you a little bit of comfort, doesn't it?
Exactly.
I have two 4x8 Trump signs that I purchased. Member of the Minnesota Trump GOP group that is distributing signs to people who want them. I bought them. They're like, I don't know, I forget how much, but like $75.
My neighbor's got a huge Trump flag right next to the American flag.
There's a good way, too. These are two-sided, 4x8 signs that you can put up. And, I mean, they're sharp-looking, and they're huge, obviously. 4x8, good size sign. I got to think of a way to give those away maybe on the show. Somebody did. Probably have to have a little contest on the best place to display them. Where would the most eyeballs be? Where should they go? So we'll do that one day. More coming
now
up.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Everyone is essential in Minnesota, especially our students. Some people are talking about not reopening schools this fall, but we can't let our kids fall further behind. Everybody knows online learning is no substitute for being in the classroom. We cannot stay shut down forever. The majority of parents agree. It is time to reopen Minnesota schools. Add your name to the growing list of parents at openmnschools.com. That's openmnschools.com.
Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Los Angeles area jolted by a preliminary magnitude 4.5 earthquake early this morning. It struck right around 4:30 a.m. It was centered in the eastern San Fernando Valley area. There have been reports of moderate aftershocks, but there are no reports of any significant damage or injury so far. An Atlas V rocket has launched this morning from Cape Canaveral.
And liftoff. The countdown to Mars continues. The perseverance of humanity launching the next generation of robotic explorers to the red planet.
Weekly first-time unemployment claims across America rising again last week. Just out this morning, the numbers from the Labor Department showing 1.434 million people filing those first-time claims, 12,000 more than the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials in supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, their roads, their emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities, keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Message from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. I haven't forgotten, and I owe you a big announcement. It's coming up. One of them down, one to go. The one down, Donald Trump Jr., Governor Tim Walz, guests of ours in the next couple of days outside of the show. We'll play it on the show, but we have to tape it without you having the opportunity to call in, which we prefer always. So get your questions in on Facebook, and we'll certainly use those for those two guests. Speaking of telephone numbers, if you'd like to talk to Congressman Kelly Armstrong, the telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Or you can text Todd, 701-226-8503. A busy guy the last couple of days with some high-profile witnesses before the committees of jurisdiction that Congressman Armstrong sits on, first the Judiciary Committee and the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr, and then the tech titans. So, busy couple of days. We'll talk with Kelly about that and more on the program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, it's a little like when you have a big trial or a couple right back together. The good news is I think we did pretty well in those hearings. The bad news is I'll spend the next 2 days digging out from everything else that's happened in the world.
Well, I'll give you another one this morning to start with, and then we'll talk about the hearings. President Trump has lit a fire on Washington, D.C., and especially the media, by talking about his concerns about mail-in voting and asking the question, you know, should we postpone the election until we can make sure this is a, you know, free and fair election. Whose decision is when our elections are held?
The United States Constitution.
Okay. And but obviously it has no provision for another
Tuesday after the first it's statutory. It's the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. I understand the concerns, but the election's not going to move.
And could Congress say, hey, we have concerns, this isn't working, so we're going to do it? I mean, is Congress able to, is there any mechanism where Congress can change that? Delay it?
I suppose they could try and pass, I mean, not without passing a law, and that would just simply never get through both chambers right now.
So the election's going to be November 3rd?
Yeah. And it's going to be November 3rd.
And the president, by raising this, obviously is, I hope, prompting a important conversation about mail-in voting. What's your thinking on is he right to be as concerned as he is about mail-in voting?
Yes and no. Is that the best way I can explain it? We do a bunch of vote-by-mail counties in North Dakota. We have great absentee a voting process. We know how to do it well. We have done it for many, many years. I don't think that is the problem. Now, I think if you go to place, but we also have a process where you mail in and you request your ballot first. I think if you take a jurisdiction somewhere, anywhere in the country, don't care if it's a Republican district, Democratic district, swing district, and you completely reshift how you used to do your elections to like an entirely vote-by-mail system without any history and knowledge of how you do that, I think that could be a very big problem. So when I say yes and no, I don't mean it as a hedge. I mean it, you know, states like Virginia who do it similar to North Dakota on absentee balloting. I mean, and North Dakota's is different everywhere. And I think the biggest part of this, Scott, is you have to remember, there's no such thing as a federal election. There's 50 local elections that elect federal officers from Congress to the Senate to the president. So if states have good safeguards in place, and have done it before, I don't see as nearly as much of a problem with it. If it is brand new that they're implementing in September of an election year, I would have serious concerns.
So how do you do that? When you, like you say, it's a state-by-state thing. These are local elections that ultimately do that. How do you get your arms around who's got it down and who doesn't? How do you prevent against some of the problems we heard about even this last election? You know, in the primary by mail-in voting, what do you do?
Crises cause real conversations about political philosophy. And we have had voting from voting rights. I serve on the committees for all of these, and I will always advocate 100% that elections should be handled locally. I don't want Washington, D.C. making decisions about how North Dakota handles their elections. I just don't. But the answer is to ensure, I mean, everybody's going to love this answer, but you have the right people and the right lawyers in place that are willing to deal with the safeguards and deal with those issues. I mean, we saw it in 2000. I mean, the Bush v. Gore case came out of Florida. Well, I said the election will be on November 3rd. I'm not sure the results will be on November 3rd, depending on how all of this works. So, and to give you an example, why it's so important to keep it locally. I mean, if Democrats pass their voting bill into law, North Dakota wouldn't know our results on November 3rd. We'd have ballot harvesting, and we'd have the same thing as they have in California, and wouldn't know our results in North Dakota until possibly middle of December. And I don't think any North Dakotan would support that. So you have to be very careful on how you attack the protect the integrity of the election without doing tremendous federal overreach that will have consequences forever, not just in the upcoming election. So, we need to ensure the election is fair. We need to know those things exist. But I'm never going to support anybody who's going to bring overly the heavy hand of the federal government to tell North Dakota how we're going to run our election.
So, by the way, folks, we just have breaking news that Herman Cain, one-time presidential candidate, longtime GOP activist, remember his presidential campaign coming to North Dakota and spending a little time with him. He's a jovial fellow. He sadly has passed away after a diagnosis we heard, I don't know, a month or so ago about having COVID-19. And news this morning that Herman Cain has passed away. I wanted to pass that along for you. Let's talk a little bit about, first, the Bill Barr thing. I don't recall, I mean, there's been a lot of craziness with the impeachment stuff and everything, but I don't recall a case where someone, as a witness, was literally assaulted, verbally and otherwise, for an entire day, one after another, to the point where the guy asked for a five-minute break to go to the bathroom, and the chairman won't even do it without, you know, getting a bunch of pile-on from other members saying, you're not going to let him go to the bathroom? Oh, okay. I mean, it was awful. Give us your impressions of the day.
Yeah, exactly that. I do think I'm reclaiming my time is congressional version of I would like to speak to the manager. It's a crutch. It's terrible. But, I mean, it's okay to give those five-minute statements. Congressmen and women in both parties do that all the time. But you don't get to give a five-minute statement, ask a question, and not allow the Attorney General of the United States to answer. And also, if you think you're going to get a yes or no question on a three-part, or a yes or no answer on a three-part question, you're doing it wrong. And so, but this was all, I mean, this was all planned and all targeted. They didn't want to get into it with him. Why would you? He's better at it than they are. He's got the facts on his side. He's smart. He's smarter than they are, and he's more prepared than they are. Why would they want to let him ask questions, answer questions? They wouldn't like the answer. So they just yelled at him for an entire day.
So in a case like that, are they literally gaming out minute by minute? You do this, you do that, you're going to say this, you're going to take that. Don't let them answer. Is this all a big scheme?
Oh yeah, they had practice sessions all weekend. I actually asked a national reporter the day before the hearing. I told her she should ask the Democrats if they actually used the real honey badger to play Bill Barr. I mean, they practiced. They had mock up all weekend. So this wasn't a spur of the moment thing. They had planned to attack, and not allow him to answer questions.
I thought he was magnificent at it, and really a gentleman through most of it. I don't know how he kept his cool, but he did, and he did very well. And because that's obviously kind of what they're trying to provoke as well. What was your takeaway from it? What did you learn from him in the few times he did get a chance to speak, at least to the Republicans?
Well, two things. One, I think I was the only guy that stumped him because I asked him why you would need a ceasefire for a peaceful protest, which he didn't really have an answer for. He's like, yeah, exactly. And then two, I think the most important thing that came out of that hearing that nobody's even talking about is he says there's a separate DOJ investigation about the unmasking of Michael Flynn, separate from the Durham investigation. And that hasn't got a lot of coverage because, quite frankly, there were no fireworks around it. But he said there's a U.S. attorney in Texas that is actually looking into how and why so many people in the previous administration unmasked General Flynn and others, but primarily around that case.
One of my favorite exchanges, and I won't play it just to save time, but it had to do with, I forget the member, but she wanted him to... Madeline Dean was her name. She wanted the attorney general. I'll just play it rather than stumble around. Go ahead and play this for Kelly.
I've already explained that it had been planned all day.
Attorney General, the time is mine. We've waited a long time for you to come here. The time is mine.
You waited to talk to me like this? You didn't need to wait
when
so long.
When asked about the use of pepper bombs fired at Americans in Lafayette Square, you said, quote, no, there were no chemical irritants. Pepper spray is not a chemical irritant. It's not chemical. Quote.
Well, everything is chemical. I was referring to a dichotomy.
Actually,
a dichotomy in these kinds of things between chemical compounds and naturally occurring substances.
Mr. Attorney General, reclaiming my time. There are rules by which we operate here. I would ask you to respect them.
Well, she kind of forgot them, but yeah. She went on to say, will you agree that in any protest we shouldn't use chemical irritants? And he, of course, said, you mean pepper spray? and trying to remove that. Well, what in the world? I mean, just from a law enforcement standpoint, taking that tool out of the toolbox of law enforcement would enhance the likelihood that people would die, would it not?
Well, you don't have to go very far. Look at the Democratic National Convention and all the law enforcement agencies. You know, they typically bring law enforcement agents up from all over the country to help on that. But because the policies the Democrats are putting in place for the convention, they're all saying, no, we're not coming. If you're not going to allow us to deal with crowd control in the way that is safest for us, and by the way, safest for the crowd, then we're not going to participate in this. This is ridiculous. It is insane. And it's absolutely contrary to public safety, how you control these events, how you ensure the safety of every one of our hardworking law enforcement agents, and how you ensure the safety of the people who actually are there to protest peacefully. I mean, there's a way to do this without harming people, or at least reducing the risk of harm, and they're taking that away.
Yeah, that is, and by the way, over 100 now law enforcement agencies have pulled out of the Democratic National Committee for that very reason. More
time
Kelly
to go to the mailbag for Jim, the flagpole guy. What you got, Jim?
Oh, Scott, Bill and Kayla from Wheaton. Hey, you told me to send pics of the flag you did for us. I hope to send more when the garden around it becomes established. We love it and get compliments all the time, Bill and Kayla. Isn't that cool, Scott?
That is cool. Thanks, folks, for flying the flag, standing up for America, showing your patriotism. Jim's got a great display waiting for you. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Piper's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention, featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Piper's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Whether or not you thought this was appropriate at the time, have you now called for law enforcement to stop using these chemical irritants on protesters? Yes or no?
Pepper spray?
Oh, that one phrase just spoke volumes, didn't it? From Attorney General William Barr. The one texter here says, I want to thank Kelly Armstrong again for the way he conducted the interview with Attorney General Barr. I was so proud of him and the way he represents North Dakota. So passing that on for you, Kelly. Another question says, if we have all this evidence against the Obama administration, why has there not been an indictment? Gets old to keep hearing about how corrupt they are, but nothing ever happens.
Well, so, and Scott, I think you and I have talked about this a little bit as well. I mean, that's what Durham is supposed to be doing, working forward. Same thing with the unmasking investigation. The problems that run into this is corruption and illegality aren't always the same thing. I mean, there are some very, I think you will see charges on lying under oath, possibly disclosing classified information that what you weren't allowed to disclose. But you get past that and you can have all of these things, and you know, you still have to violate a federal criminal statute. So the germ investigation is how one's supposed to be run, right? They keep their head down. You don't hear anything about it. But I will be the first one to admit that I am horribly frustrated. And I'll just give you a perfect example. We know Agent Kleinsmith doctored an email before he went to the FISA court. Well, I don't know why you need a 18-month investigation to charge the guy. That's perjury. It's pretty clear perjury. And I don't know. I mean, like I said, I don't know why you need a secret investigation to do that. He's admitted to doing it.
Remind
us, the fall guy hasn't even met. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, remind us who he worked for.
The FBI.
Okay. All right, he was an FBI employee.
Yeah, he's an FBI agent, and he lied on a FISA warrant application. He altered an email, and I don't know why you need an 18-month secret investigation to charge the fall guy. And the fall guy hasn't even been charged yet. So that texter should be concerned, because until we see something, I mean, I'm going to be cautious. I'm going to be skeptical of it, and that's regardless of who's in charge at this point.
I saw, too, this week.
I have a lot of respect for Attorney General Barr, but until we see something come out of it, then this is just all, you know, what it is.
I saw this week that the FBI insisted that the dossier be in the FISA application. The CIA and other intel did not want it. There was a big debate about it. They ultimately won by putting it in as a you know, addendum to it. Do you think 5%, 10%, 15%, what's your number? What percentage of the American public have a sense of how corrupt the Obama administration, the FBI, you know, go right down to the intel community was in conspiring against Donald Trump from the time he was a candidate up until now? What percentage of the American people do you think get the facts about this?
One of the true tragedies of this whole thing is every single week, new declassified information comes out that shows how paper thin, that's the best way I can explain it, the evidence was to start this investigation, but more importantly, that they all knew it and they did it anyway. And that's the problem. You know, for 3 years, on every major media outlet, Bob Mueller was going to be President Trump's personal grim reaper. It was going to end his presidency. It covered every waking minute of the national media. And now when information is coming out later that proves that all false, they're not covering it. And it is fascinating to me because it really, truly is an app. In any normal scenario, this would be the biggest scandal in a generation. And we don't even talk about it in this town.
I agree with you. I can't believe it. It's just hard to wrap your mind around it. Let's see. A couple calls stacking up here late in the hour, so we'll go quick with these. And here's a text. I have a question. There was a Republican meeting with the executive committee exclusively on July 18th in Medora, and another one in Bismarck with the normal citizens on July 25th. Each claimed to be the proper state convention. Which one was the legitimate state convention recognized by national? Any explanations?
Well, there was no legitimate state convention recognized nationally because we had to cancel the convention for the COVID because of COVID-19. And actually spoke, in my understanding, now I'm not in the party anymore. My understanding is the chairman of the party and our national committee man and committee woman had spoken with nationals about the best way to approach that. So.
And so, there's this sort of this controversy brewing a little bit. You hear from some circles that it was, one meeting was illegitimate and one wasn't. You don't believe that to be the case?
Yeah, I don't think the convention that was held in Bismarck was a legitimate convention. No, I don't.
Roger in Portland for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Roger.
Well, good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on. I just have one comment here about mail-in ballots. And with, every year I do an absentee ballot and send in our information for it, get it back certified and everything. But for this most recent primary here that we had in North Dakota, we had ballots sent out to us, and we also had a ballot sent out for our son, who hasn't actually lived in the state for 17 years. So I do see some issues with that, and particularly with the database that's coming from.
I have a question for that. I don't think, and I could be wrong, and I'd like to see this, but I don't think you've got a ballot for your son. I think you got a request for a ballot for your son. Because the Secretary of State so that caused a lot of confusion, and it should. And in a time where we have a lot of issues, that's important. But it's important to recognize your son would still have to fill that out, put his driver's license number on there, and then that's when the ballot would be spoiled if it didn't actually match its location. cancer. So okay, it's not good, but
there
it's
were,
not the
yeah.
same thing as getting a ballot.
The biggest thing, I think, Roger, was the fact that ballots disappeared. You know, people... you know, they sent in a ballot, it didn't get counted. So there still were issues even in North Dakota on that. I definitely hear you, and Kelly's also right. We got a couple applications for my wife, more than one. Supposedly they wouldn't send two ballots back, but I hope not. Thanks for the update, Kelly. Appreciate the time. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.